a little bit?
Well,
how was your day today?
Well, I thought the day was very good. I thought the march, both marches I participated in, I thought both went very well. Obviously, the police got a little, it's a tough call, nonetheless.
It's like a book game.
But, nonetheless, we, I think they wanted the march to end. They didn't like the idea of everybody.
It certainly did end the...
It's certainly, when you're playing a cat and game with the police, as, you know, ignoring their public orders, you take certain chances. And although we were innocent, as we have papers to prove.
Yeah, documentation that says we are not scientists.
Right.
Oh, okay, so they cleared you.
Yeah, well, that was on the street, officially.
We were picked up with underage youth who were in the street, and they were let go when we were brought here. But, you know, we were there in spirit, so it didn't matter what we were picked up for. We were still a part of the march, and whichever way it went, it just ended up that we were somebody who was inside as opposed to outside for just a little while.
That's all. How did they mistake you for being part of the group?
Well, no, we were part of the group. We weren't in the streets.
Yeah, we weren't in the streets. Like, I was on the sidewalk banging my drums, and the cops come, tearing around the corner. Of course, the underage people were in the streets, and, you know, they tell us to stop and sit down. So we do that, and I'm all, hey, number nine, which is the cop who was there. I'm like, I'm going to sit down here in the street because you're telling me to, and you're going to show me I'm not going to get arrested because I haven't, broken any laws. I'm on the streets like you asked us to be. He's like, yeah, no problem. You know, of course, like 30 seconds later, I'm being arrested. But, so interesting.
They were completely surrounding you guys?
It was only like five of us. Six all together, but, and it was pretty easy to surround us. But they pulled their motorcycles on the sidewalk and surrounded us.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of goes with it that, we were purposely being disorderly. We were, not listening to the police orders. That was a big part of at least the breakaway aspect of today's march. And so, you kind of take what comes with that. So we did. I wouldn't say the police were doing anything too out of line. I mean, San Francisco cops have a habit of a reputation of getting kind of unnecessarily aggressive. But, again, we were repeatedly given orders and we repeatedly ignored them. So in that case, you kind of expect what happens. And so we were treated very nicely in here. And everybody, and we were arrested. We complied and we were treated very nicely, too. And, as I was leaving, I said, thank you guys very much, and I'll see you again next time. There'll be more protests in the future.
Yeah.
Did you see any signs of violence at all?
Yes, right before we got taken in, there was a guy who attempted to jump the police line that surrounded us, and got taken down pretty hard by the cops, very hard. Remember that guy?
In our group?
The one that was right by our group. I got pictures of him. Right when we were sitting down, he was a cop, who, had his knees in the back. When the guy was like, I'm not resisting, they're like, quit resisting, It was pretty brutal takedown. It was like four or five chops on him,
They put his knee on him?
Yeah, they had his back, took him out, put his face to the ground, It was a pretty aggressive sort of subduing of the person,
He
attempt to jump over the police line.
I
guess resisting arrest,
I don't in any way. I mean, the police tend to use overly brutal tactics in such situations, guy really did, resist for a long period of time. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough call. I certainly never want to endorse anything like such behavior, but...
And it's hard to tell for them, where he's going to go with that, If he just, just wanted to get out, or if he's going to take it further. I mean, it's a tough call of which one was right and which one wasn't, when was it excessive or when was it not, use of force.
Was he hitting anybody or anything like that?
No, they had had him down in a very, would look like a very uncomfortable position, and there were, he was saying like four to five guys on him. But,
And the guy did not look as happy, but he just attempted to run. He attempted to, get out of the
street. It's okay, we're not Iraqi citizens.
Yeah,
life's pretty easy for us.
Yeah, I guess.
We could take a few lumps. It's all right.
Appreciate you guys being there.
Thank you.
Thank you.